This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
When you wanna take a chance, but you don't know where to go, you ask all your friends what they see and what they know.
By HeadGum.
What was that?
Holy shit.
What was that?
Was that a Beatles cover?
Kind of. It had the tone, but the lyrics were about us, which made me like it more.
Well, I mean,
it was about our show.
Right. But
some people I don't know or, you know, whatever.
So when you hear a normal song, even if you relate to the concept, you're like, well, it's not about me.
Well, it's not about me, but this is. And that was written by Robert Rashid. Robert Rashid and Space Bones.
Meaning
the band Space Bones.
Sorry.
Are you fucking kidding?
My phone is on Do Not Disturb. But if you call twice in a row,
that's your
I'm so sorry. Space Bones.
That was my Space Bones. Oh my God. Space Bones, I'm so sorry. Their music is dope. Look them up. Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get.
A Chicago music. Area band for the road / ages.
Yes.
Anchored by Robert Rashid on the drums.
On the drums,
Skins,
and
really.
And the vocals.
And the vocals.
Vocals sometimes.
Are they touring? I've never seen them play live.
They just did a West Coast tour recently, and I went and saw them, but you actually didn't go.
Well, I didn't know him at the
time. Well, you didn't go. You haven't met.
What? Come on.
Remember when your phone played Shallow?
You can talk, Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't one of those.
You're not
going
to introduce me?
Well, little laugh we heard moments ago.
I've been in the room the whole time.
In this studio, as we squeak, is Daniel Rashid.
It's literally Daniel Rashid.
Robert Rashid's brother.
Yes. Robert
which is how
Rashid
I'd like to,
review Space Bones fame.
Yeah, and I would like to introduce you only as Robert Rashid's brother.
Yes, I'm Robert
and
Rashid's brother.
And not like actor, writer, director, storyteller, artist, hot guy.
No.
Bachelor.
No.
Not because he's single, but I mean like BFA or BA.
Bachelor of Arts?
Yeah.
Bachelor of Arts. Careful with that. Don't go on advertising to our billions of listeners.
Daniel Rashid is a bachelor.
No, he's not.
Of arts, but
stop
still.
Stop doing that.
Also known to some, most of our listeners probably know you as Barry Chair.
The esteemed Honorable
esteemed
Barry
honorable
Chair.
Barry
so he's a
Chairster.
Judge?
The Honorable Barry Chair. He's studying. He's working his way.
Your Honor.
Your Honor.
We should do an episode where it's just Barry Chair, but in a Judge Judy show. And Jeff's on trial for something crazy, and Riley is like the
And Barry's his lawyer, but also the judge.
A courtroom dramedy.
Daniel, you're here.
I'm here.
I'm
thank
so
you for
happy.
Me. And thank you for playing Robert's Space Bones' tune.
Yeah.
It's
Y'all
so
check
good.
Him out.
It was a honor.
A honor. And if anyone has theme songs that they want to make or send, I'm not going to be like, no, don't do it.
Why would you do that?
I'm saying I'm not going to do that.
Well, yeah, but it goes without saying.
Well, it's
because
like,
now we think you're going to do it.
Well, because that one was so good. If people send them and they're bad, then I'm not going to say don't do it, but I'm going to be like more hesitant to not play because it's like, ooh.
We should, if people send them in, we should review them.
That's really good.
And probably roast them and pick them apart. Because let's be honest, on a lot of other podcasts, people send things in and they're bad. They're flat.
Come on.
They're, oh my God.
They're clearly just someone who's sang in a closet, right?
You can't.
Not all of them are going to be Space
that.
Bones production.
You can't
because
that.
Not everybody has the balls, the huevos, the gall, the talent, the production value,
the heart.
I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about how shallow is your ringtone.
I didn't know that.
When I was in. I always get to turn the ringtone off at dive in. I've never reached the ground.
Who was calling?
When did you make it your ringtone?
Yeah,
that's we need to talk about this.
Well, when did it come out? 2018 or 19?
18.
20. I don't know.
Fall of 2018. I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was around then.
And by the way, the listeners should know that when the song played, that was your phone ringing.
That was my phone ringing.
Yeah, just for clarity.
It was USC trying to get money from me. I'm sure they call you all the time.
They called you twice in a row? They know.
Maybe I'm not on Do Not Disturb then. I'm not on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, so okay. For those of you who weren't here, and by those of you who weren't here, I mean anyone who's not me, Jeff, or Daniel in this room, I did say specifically, all right, everyone, make sure our phones are on Do Not Disturb before we start recording.
Mine's on airplane mode. Just
Daniel's is on airplane mode. Mine's on Do Not Disturb.
Right.
Jeff didn't do shit.
Okay, well, first of all, my phone is always on Do Not Disturb, so I didn't feel like I had to do anything.
So you turned it off?
But no,
I think I had it on for a delivery or something a few days ago. So, off, I mean. Daniel, you're from Chicago.
I am from Chicago.
You're a Cubs fan.
Yes.
You also play drums.
I also play drums. I grew up playing drums. Yeah.
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 What else do you grow up
playing? Because of Robert. Because he
taught you?
Yeah. Well, he's my older brother. He didn't teach me, but I was inspired by him.
You looked up to
him. I wanted
him
to be like
him.
Yeah.
And now how
That's
do you
cute.
Feel? Like, he wants to be like you. You want, like, is that dynamic
still
exist?
It's entirely flipped. No, you know, it's what's cool is, like, when you have siblings and you become adults, it becomes more of an eye-to-eye kind of thing.
Yeah.
That
You're
I
the same
like.
Height.
We're the same height.
Yeah.
He's still a little bit taller.
So it's like the eye-to-eye, that's what's cool.
That was what I was referring to, yeah. Solely height.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the
So what are you saying? You're saying that when you become adult siblings, you guys even out by eye height?
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that fascinating?
Isn't that crazy? No, that's nice because you have a different relationship, and it's cool.
Yeah.
It's developed.
I'm sure you feel
way.
The same way with your sister too. Now that you're like an adult.
When I was born, she was 17, and so
agreed.
There's nothing to agree on. That was just a fact. So it's cool that it's like the more time we spend now, it's like, oh yeah, we are sisters and friends, rather than kind of her being like, oh, my baby sister, which, you know, I'm cute as hell, but now I'm like we see the eye to eye, but she is 3 inches taller than me. Maybe more.
So you don't quite see eye to eye.
We don't quite see eye to eye
because
of the height.
You disagree because of your height.
And Jeff, you and your sister.
Oh, eye to eye.
Eye to eye, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But more in a beer pong kind of way. We just kind of speak at the same time and move in the same way. Eye to eye.
Oh, my God.
She just moved here to L.A. We should all hang out.
Yeah, I don't know. So what are we
talking
about today? What are we talking about? Daniel pitched us.
Soap.
Soap.
Not hand soap. Soap.
Just soap.
Soap. Why did you choose soap?
I just figured it was topical.
Right?
Because
so
it's hard to get soap these days.
So, it is.
You know, you go to the convenience store and it's sold out.
I bought soap today.
Okay, well, the convenience stores that I go to sometimes... Recently.
I'm going to give us a little timestamp. It's March 11th of the year of our Lord, 2020. And the coronavirus has officially been declared a pandemic today.
It's possible that when this episode releases that we'll all have it. Yeah, it'll either be better or worse. Probably
I've
worse.
Had two tweets go... half viral.
What do you define as half viral?
450 likes, which for me is good.
Do you think 1,000 is viral?
1,000? I'd have to make my own SoundCloud to plug it. That's how viral it is.
What was your tweet that went viral?
Oh, how many thread?
Likes? That was insane.
So we've
good.
Already talked about it, but I made a thread about basically it's just me airing out my synesthesia. About how different names feel and sound like different things. It's at 4,584.
That's amazing.
Likes.
Can I throw a couple at you now and you do it now just to refresh
okay.
you?
That's good.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter, well, I haven't worked with two names.
Oh, just the one?
Yeah, just the
Peter.
One. Peter is two things for me. It's either, like, when when you're running in a like a really shiny hallway and nice shoes, and like you, it's like you're coming to a halt really quick. That's like in sneakers on a shiny floor. That's Peter.
Like linoleum.
Yeah. Or.
Like the squeak.
Yeah, it's that. Or smash, cracking an oval.
Sorry, what?
Sorry.
What
was, snap, cracking an oval. You've lost it. You lost the talent. My synesthesia's firing. Hit me with one. Peter. Oh, that's snack cracking an oval. What? <It's>...
Oh, forget it. Daniel, what's yours?
I think to me, Peter is like you're in a barn that has a tin roof and it's raining outside.
Ooh. That's good.
Yeah. Peter.
What about Denton?
Denton,
I got one.
What's yours?
Denton is getting hit in the head with a football.
Denton, yeah.
Oh, Denton.
Denton, yeah.
How are you guys' weeks going? It's Wednesday.
Daniel, do you want to read your 11th. First review?
Sure. Hold on. Cut out all this dead space.
I super edit all of these, but for this one, for some reason, I'm not going to. So this part will be in.
Daniel, all right, here's
my
review.
What it is of, where you found it, date it if there is one, okay. And the name of the person who
first
left
name,
it.
Last initial.
It's yeah. For Bali soap. I found it on Amazon.
Mine's also for Bali soap.
Do you use it?
It's not this one, though.
Okay, good.
I don't know if I know.
All right, so it's from Bridget S.
What do you think the S stands for?
Daniel, what do you think it stands for?
Sand.
Sand.
Bridget Sand.
Bridget Sand. Hi, how you doing? I'm Bridget Sand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, cool.
On Amazon. Okay.
On March 16th, 2017.
Beautiful.
Now people can really, they could find this review if they wanted to. They could track her down if they wanted to.
Yeah. You're slurring your words.
I'm wasted.
You reek of gin.
Juniper right. Berries Bridget, and all. How many stars?
5 stars.
Okay.
And the subject line is, happy soap, .. Lingering smells lovely, ..
Okay. That's the title?
Okay. Yeah, it's the title of the review. Are you ready? I don't know if I am. Okay.
Good so far.
Awesome soap. Man loves it. Happy with purchase. I'm wondering if we can purchase the soaps as individuals in case you're not fond of each fragrance. We don't know yet. I chose one soap and he chose another that smelled the most like a long lost love. .. A ginger soap that a certain company, I won't name because I don't like them now, stopped making. We have searched forever for the one that he likes again. This one is pleasing him. We'll hope it continues as we've only just opened the bars. It's the Ylang Ylang one that he likes. Go figure, big man loves the smell. Anyway... She writes anyway in her review.
Anyway.
I am enjoying the papaya one this time, although I'm not fond of the roughness in the bar. I'm not sure what you've used, rice flour or what for the texture, but I don't care for that against my skin.
This isn't a correspondence.
I am using a washcloth to suds up and then use on my body as the roughness reminds me of, as the roughness reminds me of my dad's favorite hand soap when I was a kid, Lava. with pumice it was. Not quite that rough for sure, but borders on it. I'll hope my next bar isn't so rough. I really must compliment you on the nice smell it is lending to the bathroom. In hopes that I could spread the love, I've opened the vanilla soap and have it sitting open in my home office. It is letting off some fragrance, but I think it must need the water to activate the stronger smells. Back to the bath and water and have lots of suds on.
Don't end a sentence with on, let alone suds on. This is chaotic neutral.
Anyway.
Don't say anyway.
Also, hold on. There was a line about her husband buying it because he wanted the smell of a long lost love. How depressing is it? Yeah. I was like, if it's not her. And then he's like, oh, I just, it's been years, and I wasn't able to find her. I wasn't able to keep her. And so I was really looking for that Lang Lang smell that reminded me of Grace.
Honey, you're talking about
Grace again. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I when I'm in the bath with suds on, it's hard for me to keep my thoughts inside.
Just don't do it when I'm in the bathroom, okay? I know you're still thinking about Grace every day, but
thank you for understanding. I mean, but I'm glad that you got to have your own scented soap, too. The ginger one, you said?
Yeah, but it doesn't remind me of a former lover. It's great.
Well, I want to give you the freedom. If you want to get a soap that smells like a former lover, I'm not going to stand in your way.
But you're my first lover. You're like, I don't have that.
Really?
That was my first time.
I thought you meant like, oh, that was a great first time, like, with me specifically.
No. I
didn't know you meant like that was your first time.
Yeah, that's why it was so fast.
Cut to their first time.
Wow.
Both saying wow for different reasons.
Wow. That was a great first
time.
Yeah,
it was a great first time. It was a great first one. Yeah, happy we had that first one.
Thank you for that.
Sure.
You guys can't see this, but Daniel's eyes are just so joyful. He was so in that.
Thank you.
Thank you. When I first read it, I was like, oh, it reminds me of a long-lost love. And then I realized, oh, the long-lost love is soap. Did you realize that? His long-lost love is a ginger soap that he used to have, and now it's not
made. A certain company doesn't make it.
Oh, I didn't catch
no,
that.
No, but that's what I thought the first time I read it. I was like, oh, my God, this woman is like, she's bereft over the fact that her husband is thinking about a former lover, but she's also happy because now he's happy.
I also like if she had bought this in person, just like going up to the like person like
hi, we all know the company that stopped making that ginger soap, so what's a good substitute?
I'm sorry, I don't know what company
it's the one that big men love, like my husband.
I'm so sorry,
big man.
I think I need Riley, could you go over here?
Yeah, what's up?
We're looking for a soap that a big man.
But you can say it like this. You can say it like big man.
Like big man. Like, I don't know. I wasn't trained for this.
I'm so sorry. He's we're training him right now. He was just hired a couple days ago.
Can you tell him the ginger soap that everybody used to love? Certain company. It'll go nameless.
Could you give me a little bit more context?
Ginger soap, former company, won't name names.
I'm sorry. Why are they going nameless? Well, is it a decision for the company or for you?
Well, I don't want to embarrass the company.
Well, it's okay. We're not that company.
Yeah, it's right.
Clearly, this is a Bath and Body Works.
Yeah.
Well, the company is pretty well known, so they might have ears anywhere on the ground doing samples. Do you guys have someone doing soap samples? Big men love these. Let's give that a hint.
Big men love the soap samples?
My husband's fucking huge. So, and he loves ginger soap.
I mean, we have plenty of ginger soaps that we can...
Perfect.
That's great.
Which one's closest to this one?
I'm simply gonna need you to tell us the name of the other company.
Dial. Obviously, it was Dial the whole time.
Oh, fucking Dial.
Right?
Cut to her home.
Honey, I'm home.
How was your ceramics class?
It was great. I made a stadium. Did you get my soap?
I did. They had no idea what I was talking about, but I told them how big you were. And this is the next best thing.
What the fuck is this shit?
It's not Dial, but it's a new...
No! You just killed the kitchen.
Cut to the home insurance meeting. So what... I mean, I saw that your house was completely totaled, and you're asking for... you know, full reimbursement, but can I ask kind of what was a natural disaster? We haven't had any earthquakes in the area as of late. I noticed there wasn't any singes. There didn't seem to be a fire. I'm going to need kind of proof of what happened to make sure that you're not committing any fraud.
Well, I mean, the proof is not in the pudding because everything was ruined. So
mm-hmm. I'm asking how.
Right. Honey?
I mean, sir.
Would you like something to drink?
Would you like to get me a drink at my office?
Yeah, let me get something.
No.
It went like that.
You tipped over my bar cart through the next room.
Hold on.
Don't move. It's insane.
Got it.
He has to take freight elevators.
I understand. I'll fully give you the money.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you. What was her name? Sand?
Bridget Sand. As rough as her last name.
That was really special.
Riley, would you like to go next?
Sure. Dove Men Plus Care Deep Clean Body and Face Bar.
Of course.
So, and I picked this one because I am fascinated with the idea of gendered soaps. Mm. I think that is the funniest thing in the world to me. Like, specifically, like, this body soap is for dudes.
It's for men.
Like, I think that's brilliant. So here we go. This is from D.R. Ulmer.
What do we think D.R. stands for?
Daniel Rashid.
Daniel Rashid Ulmer. So Daniel wrote this.
Yeah, this is my review.
This is 5 stars.
Loved it.
April 7th, 2016.
Yep.
Titled, The Best Bar Soap Ever Made for Men.
Mm-hmm, for sure. For men, for sure.
For men. Wow. This is most definitely a man's fragrance and man's cleansing bar. It has little grit to it to wash off that working man's everyday grime, but smells great, lathers up great, and leaves your skin feeling great. That's sort of the point, right? The only minor issue is that it'll require a few moments of rinsing to get the filmy residue washed away. I'll take that minor annoyance anytime. Definitely worth the money spent.
That's any soap. Filmy residue, that's if you wash correctly.
No, that's for guys. It's for the guys.
And if it's the best ever, but you're like, there's a minor issue.
No, but what I'm saying is the perfect soap for men because I use it to wash all the dirt off my body.
What do you do for a living? You said harder days work.
I'm an accountant.
So you don't do any, what do you?
Well, I do man's work. I work.
That's everybody. That's any person.
No, I'm saying, sorry. I don't think you're hearing me. I sit at a desk.
Right.
I punch numbers.
Right.
I get grimy. Oh. Mm. I'm a man.
How?
I'm doing man's, sorry. Let me start over. I sit at a desk.
Right.
I punch numbers.
We're like a pretty lenient HR team, but there have been so many complaints about you being heteronormative.
But not my smell, though, because I smell like a fucking man. I smell great. Like a man.
Yeah, no one's complained about the smell.
So why am I here?
Well, you know, just being, you know, general misogyny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, general misogyny at your service. I salute you, sir, general misogyny.
That's not funny.
Come on.
Let me ask you a question. Are there any females that work in this office?
I think so.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, really?
You work directly. Like, you're higher up is a female.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Janet. Your boss.
That's her name.
So you think that they're there, but they're not working because working's a man
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, working is a man thing.
They make more money than you, just so you know.
Well, okay, they might make more money than me, but does Dove make soap for women?
After a long day's work, do you think Janet gets grimy, is grimy?
I wouldn't associate Janet with long day's work.
She's doing.
Let's start there.
She's doing the same job as you for longer hours, so.
Women don't sweat. Women don't shit.
They absolutely do. But
who told you that?
Women don't need to bathe.
You're crying.
Yeah.
You're weeping.
Women don't.
No, it's okay.
See me.
Of course.
Yeah, there you go. Get it out.
But it's not their fault. It's your fault.
Get it out.
Women don't smell me.
Uh-huh.
Then why do you care about soap?
Yeah, you smell so good, apparently, according to you.
Women don't. Ask me how I'm doing.
Do you ever ask them? Do you ever talk to any of your coworkers in a respectful way? Your coworkers.
Sorry, no, it's just that I was able to release and now I'm feeling better. Janet, what's her name?
Janet, you know
Janet.
This.
Yes. Janet, Dove doesn't make Janet Plus Face and Body Wash. Janet doesn't make Lisa Plus Face and Body Wash.
You know, I think
wash.
I know why you're grime. You say you get grimy throughout the day?
Because I'm doing man. We're all men here.
Sit down, please.
We all get fucking sweaty.
You're hard.
And grimy. Why? And hard. Ugh, and Jesus. And
not during
and,
working hours.
And we all can rub the dirt off our face and put it on our nose and say I'm sitting back down and say I did it. I had a hard fucking day's work and I can go home and I can look at all the grime on my face and say I punched numbers like a fucking champion. And then I'll go eat a hot dog and macaroni and then wash my body. I'll with the suds on. I'll tell you that for free.
Yeah. Part of the report, by the way, is that you eat very pungent lunches. Egg
so the
salad.
Food smell, but I don't.
Right, but I'm just saying that your diet probably contributes to the grease and grime that you're experiencing. It's not because you're working a hard day's work.
Can both of you lean in really quick?
No.
Can you just lean in really quick?
Okay.
I'm going to put my finger on both your noses really quick and swipe. And, huh, that's just what I thought.
Clean.
Clean, and it's 2 p.m. on a Thursday. You guys should be down and dirty because we're men doing work. So, I don't know. I guess I'm more of a man than you two will ever be. Feel my nose. Feel my nose. Okay,
to be honest, there is a layer of grime, but I feel like it's because you haven't showered in weeks.
Yeah, when you use the soap, are you showering? Or
did you have to get the filmy, you know, the filmy residue when the soap comes on? When
don't
you apply
I
the
know
soap?
It, yeah.
Yeah, you have to rinse that. That's how soap works. You rinse it off.
Yeah, because otherwise the dust is caked on
I feel like this
within the soap.
I feel like this grime is just soap dust, like cake.
Dove men plus cake.
Equals.
No.
Jared.
No.
This has been an ad for Dove Men.
Our first sponsor.
You're fired, I think. I did see a lot of Dove Men Plus Care reviews, and a lot of them were like, one of them was like, oh yeah, like I'm a man's man, but I also enjoyed being clean. So here I am writing a review from my wife's account.
It's like how men's man should not be clean. Like he's saying yeah. that I'm a man's man, therefore I'm dirty all the time. But yeah. I also like being clean, like not a man.
Right.
What do you guys think? Like what as men's men?
Thank you.
I wouldn't say I'm a man's man.
No, I'm a men man.
As men men. I'm sitting here in the Hagum City with two men men. What do you guys think about that whole idea of that it's like hygiene and like personal care is seen as kind of like a feminine thing?
It's dumb.
Right.
I don't know. I just think it's dumb. I mean,
you know guys who were like, I'm not going to fucking brush my teeth? Maybe not
no.
that, but like.
No, that let's energy. Hear her out.
That's what I think men are like.
Did you guys changing topic. Did you guys go through a phase of not brushing your teeth when you were kids, or is it just me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like when I was young. And
yeah.
Honestly, even through like middle school,
just not brushing my teeth because I hated the 2 minutes of silence.
Oh, I love brushing my teeth.
You, I'm sorry. You didn't because you didn't want
I get
silence?
That. No.
It was bored.
No,
it was
I get
boring.
It. It's boring. I get it. It is boring. It's 2 full minutes.
Yeah.
You really feel the time.
It's an hour. Like an hour of doing whatever you want and relaxing at the end of the day goes by in a minute. And the 2 minutes to brush your teeth,
yeah.
I still feel this way, but I do brush my teeth. And it's like, it's the worst 4 minutes of my day.
The loneliest
yeah.
4
being
minutes.
Alone with my thoughts is scary, honestly.
There was one time that I'm like, what would happen if I just... like didn't go on my phone, didn't walk around. Like, what if I just stood and brushed my teeth? Simple as day. Just brushed my teeth for 2 minutes.
This was what, last week or?
This is probably like last week, and it was awful. It was
it's
so
torturous.
Boring. It was torture. How do you feel about brushing your teeth?
I kind of like brushing my teeth now, but I did go through a phase when I was younger. I don't remember what age it was, but there was a period of time, I think in elementary school, I just was like. I don't want to fucking brush my teeth. Fuck that shit. And I use with those words in
yeah.
particular. And but I do remember like having to deceive my parents that I was brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
And I remember at least one time where I went into the bathroom and like stood in there for as long as it would have taken
which
for
is
me to
more
brush my teeth. Which is like just fucking just so
that is yeah. amazing.
And then left and act like I had brushed my teeth.
That's
yeah,
great.
It's pretty
I love that.
Messed up.
I think the key is getting a cool toothbrush and like putting a podcast on or watching a video. Because like ever since I got a Quip, it's like, you know what I mean? Like I got to use that. Daddy's got to use.
You should do a toothbrush review episode.
Yeah. Well, that's more like a goat show episode.
A goat show?
Jake and Micah have a show called The Goat Show. Yeah, The Goat Show. And find the goat blank, like the goat toothbrush.
We could still review, like read reviews of
them. I do think Sonicare is like the one that...
That's what I use.
Dentists recommend. Yeah. So maybe I should get a Sonicare. It doesn't look as cool, though.
I have a...
It doesn't look as cool.
What the hell do I use? What's mine
you
called?
You don't brush your teeth.
I don't know.
You use a hairbrush.
Burst?
Burst. I have Burst.
Is that the one that goes in a circle?
No.
Huh.
I do use a hairbrush to brush my teeth.
Jeff, you got a review?
I do. But first, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And be back after we don't have sponsors.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter. The sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it. But I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it. And that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 24 subscriptions.
Oh my god,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey
And we're back.
Guess who's back? Back
once again.
What'd you say?
Once again.
Guess who's back once again?
Once again, I am back.
Here I am once again.
I'm caught in the middle with you.
This is like a bad Olympic song challenge from Comedy Bang Bang. What's your... Hey, Jeff.
Easy.
Let me read your review.
My review, also from Bali Soap.
No way.
Yes, on Amazon. Why not?
I don't believe it.
Why didn't you believe it?
That's crazy.
It's not crazy.
It's insane.
You're right. I don't believe it either.
Daniel did it first.
Get out of here.
This is fucked. Are you kidding me?
This has been Review Review, hosted by Daniel Rashid and Riley Anspaugh.
Thank you for
joining us.
Bye, Jeff.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'll bring him back in.
All right. Because he cried.
What was that?
Come on, read your review.
Because you cried.
Read
I just was tearing up a bit. 3 stars from Linda F. What do you think the F stands for?
Riley?
Fringle.
Linda Fringle. 3 stars. Presentation is poor. I was disappointed with this purchase. The box the soap came in was a dark khaki color and was battered. This was supposed to be a gift, but once I received it, I wasn't comfortable giving it. So I'll just keep the soap.
What was her name?
Linda Fringle.
Linda Fringle.
She was never going to give it as a gift.
No.
The presentation was fine. She just needed the soap.
Linda, oh my God, thank you so much for coming to my bridal shower. I'm so happy you could be here. You can leave the gift. I don't want to be presumptuous, but you and Chester, you guys can leave your gift over on the table over there.
Well, actually, we brought a card.
Yeah, we signed it.
You signed it? Oh, it just... I was kind of told by our wedding planner that, like, each person had been, like, they had said, like, oh, I'm going to get you this. Or, like, you know, one person's like, I'll get the mixer. I'll get the towels. I'll get the Bali soap. So, I was just really looking for, is it like
the room looks really nice in here.
Yeah, who's
the
your
presentation
wedding
is really wonderful in this room, I have to say.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
There's no gift card, if that's what you're asking. There's
that's
no check.
That's what I was asking.
But we can get you a wedding gift.
I know. I'm so sorry. I probably sound like so entitled being like, where's my gift?
Well, you are saying that.
Well, I am saying that
only because.
You are
being entitled.
Sorry, but it's only because you guys wrote a thing saying, like, we can't wait to share this gift with you.
I mean, I hate to.
You wrote that?
Ethan and I were just so excited.
I bought it, but it looked like shit. And also, we needed the soap.
Yeah, I'm dirty as fuck.
Look, I know tensions seem high. I'm sure that you're tired and, like.
You look tired.
Well, don't say that.
Chester.
You look great.
You look
energized.
Great. You look great,
actually,
right, Chester?
Yeah.
She looks great.
I look
tell
tired.
Her how good she
I'm
looks.
Dirty.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have come off so strong. It's just been a really stressful week, you know, with all the families flying in and kind of having to deal with all the wedding planner hasn't been great. I was just really looking forward, like, after a long day to go home and kind of wash off with, like, a new bar of soap and
get the suds on.
Get the suds on. So I guess, like, you know, I'm sorry that you guys had to return it. I just, you know, it's like what?
That's okay.
You didn't return it.
No, that's okay. It was a little bit of a hassle.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a hassle.
Did it not smell good? Like, did you buy
what? Have you been washing with it? I'm dirty as hell. Just keeping the soap all to yourself.
Stop
yelling that you're dirty as hell. I don't want my husband being dirty as hell.
I'm filthy.
I'm filthy.
What's he saying? Filthy?
Nothing. It's a joke.
Ethan, it's okay, honey. Go back to the men. So I do gotta say, I'm so happy you guys are here. You guys are my best friends in the world, and it means the world to me that you could be here. And you smell amazing, Barbara.
Yeah, she smells great. I smell like shit.
It's entirely in your hands. I told you to take a shower. You told me that you
didn't. You said there was no soap.
No, I said that I said there was no soap for her.
You said there was no soap.
We're going to fight when we get home.
You said there was no soap, so no presentation.
I said the presentation was poor. That's what I said.
You know I'm a dyslexic listener.
That doesn't make sense. That just means you don't actively listen. That just means that you don't take the time to listen.
What?
See? Excuse me. Mrs. Bride? It's me, the wedding planner.
Yes, hello. Hello,
I just
Sandra.
Had a few questions.
Yeah,
Sandra. So the flowers never came. It's not your fault.
It's not my fault. It's your fault.
I didn't order
so
them.
That's why they didn't come. That's why they didn't come.
That's why they didn't come. That's why they didn't come.
I know.
I brought an assistant. She wasn't on the invoice, but she will be. She's paid $40 an hour.
Yeah, I'm paid $40 an hour.
My God.
How are you doing?
Hey, you guys.
What's my job here? I'm just an assistant.
He's my brother's son. I don't want to call him nephew because we're not close.
Why'd you bring your nephew to my bridal shower?
I just was keeping him off the streets.
He's five.
I'm a bad kid.
He's a bad kid. He runs with the wrong crowd. Another slight hiccup. The food, and this is not your fault. Was not ordered. The food will not be here. I hope everybody ate before coming.
No one ate before coming because the invitations that you designed said all-you-can-eat buffet presented by Mrs. Bride and Mr. Groom. I don't know if you don't know our names.
Well, no, it's just a template, and, like, it's the same invite. We just plug in the date.
Hey, Chester here. Sorry, I smell really bad.
Chester, it's fine.
I'm starving. I haven't eaten in days.
Chester, are you okay?
No,
don't
I'm actually...
act like I don't feed you. I feed you.
You don't. You said the food is no good.
I did not. I said that you probably won't like dinner tonight, but this is all we have to make, and I made you meatloaf. It's not my fault that you don't eat it. She could order all these things,
but I swear to God, she doesn't say all these things.
No, you just don't listen.
Okay, is the food going to be here soon?
There's not going to be any food because my wedding
I'll
dinner
handle
didn't...
This.
No, you didn't.
The food will be here within 30 minutes, so have a seat.
You just said the food wasn't coming.
People get angry.
No, sorry. You know what? I am going to stand on this table. Hey, everyone. Listen, Mrs. Bride speaking. There's no food. And there's no soap, apparently. And some random nephew is here.
Hey, I'm not a random nephew.
Maybe I don't even want to get married anymore. I don't know. I don't know what the whole fucking point of this day is. Sorry, Ethan.
That's what I wanted to hear. That's the fire we need in a bride. The food is here. The flowers are here.
You're a wedding planner, but you...
Surprise!
The point of you being my wedding planner was for me to call off my wedding?
We need passion. Without passion...
In what? What do you need my passion for? For what?
For the wedding! For the wedding!
I just called it off!
I didn't rise to the top of this business without knowing what makes or breaks a marriage. The wedding is the marriage, and vice versa. So if you don't have passion at the wedding, you're not going to have passion in the marriage. And someone's going to cheat, and someone's going to get sad, and they're going to get a divorce. And guess who has to pay for it? Me.
You have been paying for couples' divorces?
In the agreement that you signed, it says explicitly that if a guarantee that you love your marriage or your money back.
Hi, honey. Sorry, I'm late. What did I miss? Oh, it smells fucking awful in here.
I know,
sorry, that's my nephew and also
Chester.
Why are you standing on the table?
The fucking wedding planner wants me to have passion, I guess, so she doesn't have to pay for our divorce, inevitably.
What? We're getting a divorce?
I don't know if I want this wedding to happen anymore. I don't honestly care what happens the rest of the day or year for me. I think I'm out. I think I'm done.
Whose fault is that?
I just want to make it clear. It's not your fault.
I understand.
It's not the groom's fault.
Fuck. You know what? Mr. Fringle, my good friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm really sorry that I blew up at you guys earlier. It really means a lot that you guys are here and that you've been nothing but completely honest with me all day. Because in this kind of hectic afternoon of not knowing where's what, who's who, who's holding back information about what, it's really nice to know that, like, you know, that I can go home and know that I have you guys as my rock, even if Chester does smell bad.
Well, I'm happy to hear you say that, and now I feel like it's a safe space to say that we kept the soap. We did buy the soap, we just kept it, which is, it's kind of funny, right? It's like a joke now, after all this.
So we do have soap that I could wash up in.
I've been telling you, we have soap, we have food, we have supplies, you have clothes.
God.
If you just bothered to open the fridge or open the closet, you would see everything you need.
We have a fridge?
Did you say that wedding planner would pay for our divorce? Well, I didn't actually plan your wedding, so I can't. Would you just pay for it? Yeah, well, fine. Sure, I'll pay for it. What do I have to lose other than money?
You keep Chester in a doghouse in the backyard.
I don't keep him there. He sleeps there because he thinks he doesn't have a bedroom because he doesn't hear me when I say come to bed. He's such a bad listener that his entire life has crumbled around him. And he didn't even hear that.
Who?
Wrong question to ask.
I'm leaving. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the fucking soap. I'm out. I'm going to stay at my mom's place for a couple weeks.
Okay, this isn't your fault.
I know it's not my fault! I know!
done, buddy. I'm fucking out. God, you're so boring.
What?
You are so boring. I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm out. I'm gonna take a fistful of this fucking cheesecake that I just saw now, because I guess it's been behind a sheet this whole time as a ruse, and I'm leaving. I'm out.
I was just gonna say that it's not your fault, but your mother is she was admitted to Cedars-Sinai at 4:15 today, and I didn't want to ruin your day, so I didn't tell you. But she's in intensive care, and
how the fuck do you know this and I don't?
Well, when you signed the agreement, you ceded I guess guardianship. Were there to ever be an issue?
Was this all this in white ink? How did I not see any of this?
And I will front the hospital bills.
But... You have so much money.
Well, it's really coming from you because you paid me so much.
So I'm fronting the hospital bills.
Wait, we split the cost of this. Hold on, how much we pay for this?
Well, it's like $15,000 a day.
What,
Ethan?
And it's been about a year.
Similarly to Chester. I tell you all of this, and you just sit there eating Wheat Thins, not saying a word.
Who?
Exactly.
You want to do another review?
Sure, I got one more. All right, so this is a review for Dr. Bronner's peppermint soap, which is what Riley uses. I like Dr. Bronner's eucalyptus personally, but the peppermint is good. I just think it's a little feisty, and that is what this review pertains to. Okay, the review is on Amazon from Jorge, no last name.
What do we think it stands for?
The no last name?
Uh-huh.
What do we think it stands for?
Uh-huh.
A literal sneeze.
Okay.
Jorge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. May 7th, 2019, one star.
Oof.
It burned my private parts. Do not use this as a body wash. I used this product as directed on the bottle, and it burned my junk. It burned it to the point that I had to go to the doctor and take weeks off of work. This stuff is harsh to use. It may be for general cleaning, but not for hygiene. I'm sorry, weeks? He's been gone for 3 weeks. He comes back to work.
Hey, guys, where's Jorge been? The office has been really, really slow.
What's up, guys?
Oh, speaking
Jorge,
of the devil.
Oh,
I'm back.
Oh, my God. It's been 5 weeks.
Woo! I'm going to level with you guys.
Eye to eye. Come down to our height.
I burned my dick off.
Like, with fire? Like, what the fuck happened?
No, I used soap. I soaped it too hard.
You soaped it too hard.
I had to go to the doctor.
Did you?
Yeah, I went to the doctor and took weeks off of work. Realized, you know, that soap probably good for general cleaning, but not for hygiene. Won't make that mistake again, I'll tell you that much.
What
yeah, it's not
soap
funny.
Did you yeah. use?
You're a eunuch.
Yeah, I'm a eunuch.
What soap did you use?
It was from actually a doctor.
It was licensed prescribed or? Soap?
Dr. Bronner. Have you guys heard of Dr. Bronner?
That's not a real doctor. That's a brand name.
But I get prescriptions from him.
Prescriptions or invoices, like receipts?
From Ralph's. I can get it from Ralph's.
If you go to Ralph's, you buy a bag of crispy M&Ms. You think you're getting prescribed M&Ms.
Prescribed crispy M&Ms.
So what do you think, when you get an actual prescription, go to Walgreens or CVS, and then you get a receipt as well.
Oh,
what do you think?
I don't take medicine.
It helps you mm-hmm. get... Well,
is that how this happened to me?
No.
No.
It absolutely is not. It's that you soaped your dick.
Also, you've been fired because you didn't tell our boss.
I got fired?
You didn't tell
him
that
you
left for 5 weeks.
Oh, why the fuck am I doing here then? Fuck you guys.
I don't know.
And just like that, he was gone with the wind. I always thought about that day with Jorge.
And grandfather, tell us the story again.
Please. Please, grandfather.
Oh, please, grandfather.
Oh, all right.
How did it start?
Should we do one more?
Yeah, I have one. I have a one sentence one.
Okay, yeah. Go for it.
Drop a beat. Let me put my password into my computer. Not gonna tell you what it is, cause I don't wanna get hacked. Jeff, take the mic. He doesn't wanna get hacked.
my password is my name in backwards order. And then there is a...
No, keep going, keep going.
I need to be.
And your social security number is...
And my social security number is 156028819. That's my soch. Use it carefully, but I endorse anyone who wants to use my soch on the dark network. Use my soch on the dark web. Use my soch to rob a bank and then...
106! Guys, Daniel is a very good beatboxer.
Yeah, that was really good.
Well, that was okay.
It's because you're a drummer.
Okay, here we go. One time, no thought. For those of you who don't know what that means, that is every time Jeff plays pool. He picks up a cue, just goes where he goes, one time, no thought. It really gets
more
me.
Often than not, I
You do that?
Wait, what's it called?
Pool.
What?
Not spare. When the white ball goes in.
Oh.
Strike.
No. No. Wait, what's it called?
Oh, my God. Wait, scratch.
That's what I said.
Oh, my God.
What's it called?
I said a hip what I hop, said. A hippie to the hip hop, and you don't stop. I scratch white balls when I play billiards, and I am not a pool shark. I bet lots of cash on games that I'll never win, and then I try to say that I'm hustling. I really am in financial ruin though, so if you guys could just lend me like $800.
Try to say it, but I always choke up, so the words never come out. I say I'm crying out while I'm speaking out loud. Never made a sound.
My therapist is sick of my days that I come into the office. She says your problems are really sad, and I don't want to be near you.
I can't help you, if you always scratch, just go take some lessons. Then maybe when you bet so much money on pool, you'll actually make some back. This is for
That's a sunk cost, taking those lessons.
Yeah. Bath and Body Works. Gentle foaming hand soap, Japanese cherry blossom.
Easy.
Okay, 1 star. Does not smell like the genuine Bath and Body Works Japanese cherry blossom.
Excuse me. Yeah, I purchased this from your online store. And I just like some kind of, you know, certificate of authenticity, something like that. You know, do you have box and papers?
Can I see your receipt? Did you get a receipt with the order?
Yeah, I have it emailed right here.
Okay. Yeah, so that, I guess, would be the... sorry, I'm just going to bring my manager in here sometimes when I get asked questions like these.
Yes.
Yeah, just double checking.
Yeah.
This gentleman asked if he could see a certificate of authenticity.
Do you have a prescription?
A what?
A prescription?
No. I don't. I just have the receipt, and I'm not happy.
Oh yeah. Prescription. Okay, cool.
He calls them. Just go.
So you.
I already know this is gonna go bad.
So you bought this soap.
Yeah.
And. Sorry, what's the problem?
He's the manager. He's like 8 steps behind you.
Right. I guess I'll take it over from here. So I guess that would be the certificate of authenticity.
Sorry, I just have a question. How did you become the manager?
Who?
You. Are you shitting me at this? You. Obviously you.
His dad is Body Works.
Bath and Body Works are two family names?
Yeah.
Richard Bath and Jeremy Body Works.
Yeah. I'm Stephen Works.
Yeah.
Oh, so, sorry, Stephen Body Works.
Stephen Body Works.
You forgot your own name.
Shit. What exactly?
It doesn't have the... God, this seems so small now that I met you. It doesn't seem like it has the real fragrance that I've had when I bought it in store. So I don't want...
Let me smell you.
What'd you say? You can't... Get away from me, dude. Don't touch, dude. Get off of me, man.
You know what? Doesn't smell right.
Yeah, I'm not, well, I did it on my hands. You just smelled my face.
All right, let me smell your hands.
Jared, what are you talking about?
Doesn't smell right.
Doesn't smell right?
Doesn't smell authentic. Do we have a certificate of authenticity?
We do...
Well, now he's on my side. So
what we do from the online store.
Could you call your manager in here?
You are my manager, Jared.
Hi, what seems to be the problem?
We've already gone through
so many things he needs to work on.
What happened to you, man?
Who?
You. I'm looking directly at you.
Hi, I'm Jared.
I know.
Body Works.
Jared Body Works.
As of my father, Mr. Body Works.
Yeah.
I think my name was Steven when I first introduced
myself. Nothing surprises with you anymore, man.
Look.
Can I just, all I want is a replacement bottle from the store.
Well.
Not well, just do it.
Everything from the store, we send through online. So the bottle you got from buying online came from the store.
I disagree.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? I think you guys dilute it, is what I think.
What would be the point of diluting soap?
Because suckers like me buy it online, and then I get it, and what am I going to do? Walk into a store? I already didn't want to do that. I bought it online, but here I am. So give me the real shit, the high-potency shit.
I'm going to be honest. We do dilute it. I do it myself.
Are you shitting me? You personally go and dilute all of our soap?
Yeah. Do you dilute it so that you can spread more product into different bottles, or?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then, I take half out for me, leave half in for you, and then so I have more bottles.
So two bad bottles instead of one good bottle.
No, I don't dilute my own. I take half from one bottle and half from another bottle and put it together. So I got a full bottle myself. Boom.
Jared.
And then put
Steven,
water.
Whatever the hell your name
tap
is.
Tap water.
You started with two full bottles and then you split them into one new one.
Yeah.
So now you have one full, two halves.
And then I fill the two halves up with tap water and bada bing.
Your
bada, boom,
dad is
bottles.
Mr. Body Works. Can't you just get soap from him instead of fucking up all of our materials?
Don't talk about my father.
You've brought him up countless times. Now you decide.
He ran this company into the ground.
You're
you
running
hear me?
It. No, you're running
you
it.
Are,
into the he
you
built this company from the ground up.
You single-handedly are running it into the ground.
You're fired.
I don't work here.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Yeah, ah, oh, fuck.
I can't fire him.
Is that an
that
ankle
insane?
Bracelet?
Yeah. Yeah. He can't leave this store.
Not allowed.
You're on house arrest to this store.
Yeah.
Oh well, this was fun. What?
I just wish I wish I had laughed. I wish I had.
We did laugh.
Smiled.
We did.
It was fake. For me.
Riley fake smiles whenever we're together. It's fine.
I fake laugh. I fake smile.
That's really.
It's not.
Kind
it's
of
not.
Damning.
It's healthy.
It's healthy.
No, it's not.
It's healthy for our relationship.
You can't just say
Daniel,
it's healthy.
Daniel, look at me.
Yeah. There it is. See?
And that makes you happy? That was such a fake. It almost looked mean.
The smile?
I don't even.
Jeff, look at me.
I hesitate to even call it that. Yeah, that I can feel the vitriol behind your eyes.
Daniel?
Mm hmm.
It's not that...
You look so mad.
Well, it's because it's not that I don't want to feel happy or, giddy.
Then what is it?
I can't.
Jesus.
You know what that smile tells me? That smile tells me, look at me. Even though I'm seething inside, I want you to think that I'm happy for the sake of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, a year and a half later.
Have you ever seen...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let it ring.
I can't not now.
For those who didn't quite catch that, that was shallow.
Again.
Do you? I guess this is time for our last segment.
This shook me all week long. Daniel Rashid, what's been shaking you all week long?
What's been shaking me?
A recommendation of a place to go. Something that's just been on your mind, a news article, a farticle, a listicle.
All right, here's what's been on my mind.
COVID.
Not that, no. Judge Judy, her show is ending,
right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The show, Judge Judy. 25 years long.
Insane.
Judge Judy is being canceled.
It's canceled?
Well, here's the sitch, okay? Here's the details, okay? Judge Judy is ending, and I read that a new show... in 2022, will be starting called Judy Justice. And I said, this can't be. This cannot be. So I did some diving, some digging.
Right.
When?
Today. I was too curious today. And I saw an interview with Judge Judy on Ellen, where Ellen's like, so what's going on? Tell me about your new show. And Judge Judy, in what seems like a lawyer, a way that a lawyer told her to say this, or maybe she just knows because she's a judge, she just knows how to say it. But she was like, well, I've had a great run with CBS for 25 years, and they realized that they could show reruns of the show.
They realized?
And so they're going to start showing some old episodes, some good episodes, and I am going to have a new show called Judy Justice. And Ellen goes, where can we find that? And she's like, not sure yet. So fucking CBS just fucking booted her, was like, we have all these old episodes, screw the person.
Yeah.
They're going to rerun her show, and now she has to find a new platform for her show. It went from a funny story to a very sad
That's
story.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got more money than God, so she's
Well, the reruns, she's going to make even more
she's
money.
She's going to make more money than the reruns. Maybe she worked that deal out.
And not
know.
Even doing it. That's passive income.
Yeah.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're watching CBS, baby! But she's gonna find a fucking home. It's Judy Justice.
It's Judy Justice.
You don't think
it's
fucking...
Justice, Judy Justice.
This is Judy Justice.
I really hope it ends on Quibi.
Quibi's Judy Justice.
Bite-sized spawn con.
10-minute episode.
It's 10-minute trials. It's like petty crimes. And
that's
she's
a
like
good sketch.
Just trying to teach young
no
people.
No one else do it. We're gonna write it.
Riley. It always takes Riley like
no, 14 I have mine.
To,
I have oh. mine. Muzzy. Did anyone watch Muzzy as a youth?
No.
That, no one
okay,
did.
Okay. Not asking you guys. I know you didn't. So Muzzy, for those of you who don't know, and guys, please like DM us, tweet at us, whatever. Like, if you don't know what Muzzy is, look it up. If you do know, please tell me because Muzzy was it. Basically, it's this.
Muzzy ain't it.
Muzzy is it? Muzzy is this old like BBC cartoon. Originally used to teach kids English as a second language, but then it was also developed into other bunch of other different languages. So it was just like a language learning movie for
so
kids.
So it's like, well, I guess VeggieTales was for like Christianity.
Yeah. So it's not VeggieTales.
Agreed.
VeggieTales was for Christianity.
Yeah, it was like Bible stories.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But there were some that didn't have any of that, so I don't know.
So Muzzy, Muzzy's an alien. Muzzy's a big fuzzy green alien who comes down and visits Gondoland, and Muzzy eats clocks. And that's just that has nothing to do with the plot. That's just like what he snacks on. And
we,
I thought it looked
good. We watched it
in the story.
We watched the trailer the other day, and Riley said, "Oh yeah, I remember when I was little, I really wanted to eat those clocks."
And Daniel agreed. He's like, "They do look good."
They do. You know what they look like? Look pop good. Chips.
They're like they
but
have
better,
same,
but better.
Way yeah. better.
So then there's the king and queen, and then there's Corvax, who's like they're kind of like weird. Corvax, you know? And he's like,
"No, what do you mean?" That's nothing.
He's like their advisor.
That's his catchphrase. Or?
That's his name.
So he doesn't say I'm
no,
Corvax.
No, he says so. Everyone, okay. Basically, what's been shaking me is the intro of Muzzy. It's like a kids show. So it's like you have people going like, "I'm Muzzy." And then it's like, that's him. And then the king is like, "Hi, I'm the king of Gondoland." And then the queen's like, "I'm the queen." And then Corvax. Kind of...
This is sick.
Yeah, this is sick. Wow, this brings me back. Just the music alone. I feel good.
The music's great.
I know.
Muzzy and Gondoland.
Muzzy and Gondoland. You can watch the whole thing on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
How do you do? I'm the king. I'm the king of Gondoland.
This says it's kind of eerie.
He sounded like a...
How do you do? I'm the queen.
Hello. And their daughter.
Whee! I'm Princess Sylvia.
Princess Sylvia roller skates everywhere.
And then it zooms out and there's this
Princess
guy
Sylvia
in the garden.
Is Felicity.
Oh, Sylvia. Sylvia.
He turns.
Hello. I'm Bob.
Okay, so pause. So this is what's been shaking me is I don't know why this even came up, but Daniel and I watched this and that moment of Bob the gardener who's in love with Princess Sylvia. It's such a 180 shift of him being so in love with her and then turning directly to camera, dead eyes, just going, "Hello, I'm Bob."
I'm like, Bob.
We've been doing it all week, and I think it's just the funniest thing in the world. And it's been making me very nostalgic, and I want to be Sylvia and Bob for Halloween. So you can imagine me drunk riding roller skates. Won't that be fun for everyone?
You're going to have to take the roller skates off.
We'll because, see.
Well, I hosted a Halloween bash, and
we
y'all
didn't go.
Couldn't come.
No.
Yeah, we didn't
go. I want to do it again this year.
We could have. We could have
We could have
gone.
We just really didn't want
we
to.
We didn't go.
So this year, we have plans on Halloween, Daniel?
Yeah. Yes, we have plans.
It's March 11th. You have plans?
For Halloween?
Yeah.
I didn't say what day it was.
You don't?
I didn't say it was going to be on Halloween. I'm going to.
Oh, what day is it going to be on?
Well, I don't. Well, what are you free?
I'm going to have to look at my calendar.
Double check.
There's
what?
No way you're booked. There's no way you're fully booked that week. It's what, 7 months from now?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Let me know when your thing is, and then we'll let you know if we're free.
Yeah.
All right. October 31st. What
we
do you have? What do you have?
We're doing something. It's Halloween.
Yeah. Something. What is
it? That's Halloween.
That's Halloween day.
Yes. Yeah.
So Halloween day. It's not during the day.
Halloween.
It's at night.
And well, yeah, but that's Halloween day.
It's
what are you going to do? Trick or treat?
Among other things.
Fine. Mm-hmm. The 30th, Friday.
Ooh, that's Halloween Eve.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is perfect time to go to a party. Why not mine?
Yeah. We are suddenly hosting one.
Yeah, we're actually hosting a party.
Oh,
party.
Then I just won't do mine. I'll
oh, but you
yours.
Have your own party.
No, well, you
no,
have yours.
No, we don't
want to.
There's been no deposits.
We don't want to keep you from hosting your party.
There's been no deposits. I'll
friends.
Come to your guys' party. What's wrong with that? Can I come?
It's okay. We can move ours.
Yeah, we'll move our party.
I'll go on the 31st. I can be. I'm free 100%. I can come to your party.
Why don't you move your party to the 31st?
Okay.
Great.
And then okay. I can come to your party.
Yeah.
You can come to. You can come to ours.
Yeah, for sure.
Where is it? I just need the details.
Your voice cracked.
I just need the details.
Well, we're still figuring it out because we just decided that we're hosting it.
Yeah.
You guys have ruined Halloween for me.
Jeff, shaking you?
What's been shaking
now
me?
Now you're the one who takes a long time to... Now, sorry. Now you're the one who's taking a long time to think. Jeff's like, oh!
Riley, let go of him.
Oh,
let go of him.
He's like, oh!
Riley.
Oh! Riley
oh my God.
So
you're
long.
Hurt. You're hurting like, me.
I didn't see anything.
You saw it.
Daniel has plausible deniability.
We go to Judge Judy. Judy Justice.
Ten minutes.
Not guilty. What's been shaking ya?
Well, I'm just going to come out and say it. All three of us were, well, definitely the two of us, but ideally you two.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going
to go to Cleveland for Good Morning. And I think we just talked about it on our last episode.
We
but
really did.
As of today... SIFF was canceled, so we aren't coming to Cleveland.
SIFF being Cleveland International Film Festival.
SIFT, I said.
SIFT?
I had a session where I was going to sift through mail, because I don't usually open it.
That's confusing.
The Cleveland International Film Festival, oh, that's canceled. But no, so we're not going to be coming. That's been shaking me. Also, I moved.
Sad. Again.
Again.
Jeff is want to move.
I think I'll be here for probably 3 years, 2 years.
I don't think that's true.
Why?
Because you love moving.
Well, I do love moving. Probably, I'll be here for 2 years.
I'll be here for 2 months.
You'll
be
there.
I'll be here for the better part of a week.
You'll be there for 8 months.
No, I'm not going to break my lease again.
You'll be there for a year.
I'll be there for 2 years.
You'll
I really like it.
Totally.
And it's cheap.
You'll be
so.
There for a year.
We'll see. You'll hear it on the podcast whether I'm moving
yeah,
again or not.
I'll be back in a year.
The only way I would move is if I somehow come into a lot of more money, because then I can afford a better place. But this is as great as I'll get for the price.
March 11th, 2021, us three, this room, we'll see if Jeff has moved or not.
But what if I'm not moving? Because then it's not a special. Then it's not like worth
doing. No, then it'll be like,
but then it'll just be a real
that's
episode.
A
then it'll just
another
be an episode.
Episode.
We'll be like, oh,
be
and, hey, guys,
Jeff
remember when
moved.
We talked about this? Jeff didn't move.
Copy that. Daniel, do you have anything to plug?
Come see our short film, Good Morning, at the Cleveland. Wait, fuck.
Yeah.
Social media. I'm just at Daniel Rashid at Daniel on Instagram, and then on Twitter I'm at Daniel S Rashid. You can go, if you go to my website danielrashid.com, you can donate to my presidential campaign, and also watch any of my short films if you want to.
At I am Jeffrey James on Instagram. I'm almost at 9,000, so if you could just get some friends to do 200 more likes, not likes, subscribe.
200?
Followers.
You're almost at 9. Oh, I see.
I'm at 8,800
gotcha.
Something.
Guys, if we can get me to 10K before Jeff hits 9,000, that'd be awesome.
That is really, that would have to happen within like a few months.
Could you imagine? That'd be
great for you.
Kind
the
of
the comeback kid.
The comeback kid.
There was this t-shirt on Etsy. This is my plug. There's a t-shirt on Etsy that's vintage from like 1980 something, or whenever Field of Dreams came out, and it's a t-shirt from the premiere of Field of Dreams that actually happened in Duquesne, Iowa. And I really want to get it, but it's like $60, and it's like an old vintage tee, and I'm just like, that's insane. Mm-hmm. And also, I just want someone cool to have it. So if someone's listening, go look that up and buy it. Or buy it for me and ship it to the HeadGum address.
If it shows up for you.
Dude.
It might.
It very well might.
If anyone wants to get me an early half-birthday present.
An early half-birthday
happy
present.
Happy early half-birthday.
DM
Jeffrey.
Me on Instagram. I'll send you the address. And I'll be very thankful, and I'll wear it in a video.
And thank you again to Space Bones
yes.
for that dope song.
And then, you can find them on Spotify.
Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you find your music.
So give them a listen.
Give
support
them.
Special shout out to Robert Rashid.
Yep.
You're the best. Better
love
than
you.
All of the rest.
Love you, Robert.
Love you, Robert.
Love you, Robert.
Good night.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.